Welcome to Cyber CEO, wherein we talk about how our cyber backers helped our cyber CEOs take their businesses to the next level. Cyber CEO is powered by CyberBacker, the world's leading provider of admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website www.cyberbacker.com for more details. Another great day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber CEO. And of course, we have a very special guest on the show. Noah, how are you doing today?
I'm great, Jello. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, doing fine, actually. Of course, we really appreciate your time. I know you're very busy, so we really, really appreciate this. Now, to start things off, to let you know, we have a lot of listeners who are business owners, just like yourself. So I need your help. Can you tell us something about yourself and what you do, Noah?
Sure. So I am a full-time realtor and real estate investor. So I help buyers, sellers, renters, and landlords with all real estate needs. So if you have a property that you know you need to rent out, I can help you. If you want to buy an investment property, if you're a first-time home buyer, you know, if you've lived in your home for 30 years and you want to sell it, you know, downsize, upsize, you know, I kind of do it all in the Philadelphia surrounding counties and South Jersey area.
Wow. So how long have you been doing real estate though?
Since 2016, actually.
2016, gotcha. So a lot of experience right there. How about working with someone virtual, just like what you're doing with CyberBacker? Is this a first time for you?
This is the first time. Yeah. First time.
So how did CyberBacker get into pitches and how did you find out about us?
So I think, I was trying to think about this actually. I think that I got introduced to you guys, it was through Keller Williams somehow. I don't know if it was through a colleague or through a mastermind I was in or it was something Keller Williams related where, you know, people were saying, you know, hey, like maybe it's time you get some help. So
Here we are. So through Keller Williams then. So far as of today, how long have you been partnered with your CyberBacker?
It's been probably close to a year.
Close to a year, gotcha. So a good partnership right there. Good, strong partnership built there. So basically, what I wanted to know more about is during the beginning, though, of the partnership that you now have with your CyberBacker, was that a big change? Because you mentioned this is your first time working with someone virtual then.
You said, was it a big change?
Yeah. Was it a big change? How was the transition there?
You know, it was actually easier than I thought. I'm not good at teaching and leveraging and handing things off. I'm more of a do-it-myself kind of guy. Mm-hmm. So I thought I would have a really hard time doing that. But I mean, it was way easier. I you know, it's actually helped me create new systems and processes. I'm a big processes and systems guy. I didn't have any much implemented before, you know, partnering with you guys. So, you know, just little by little, you know, like trying to think that the first thing that I did was like, here's an example. I have a closed transaction checklist. So whenever you buy a house from me, right, I have 10 items that I made. Yeah. I send out a feedback report. I add on social media. You know, I set up auto emails for after their move in. So like different things that I just did on my own. It was very easy to hand that off and just say, hey, this is how we do each of these steps. Create a video for each or just a one pager that says, you know, log into this website, do this, that, that. So, you know, that was actually way easier than I thought to just let that go, let her do her thing, check in if she had any questions and then move on to the next process.
Okay. So basically what you're telling me is those are one of the first things that your CyberBacker managed for you then. Am I right?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yep. So talk to me more about your CyberBacker then. Talk to me more about tasks. What else does she help out with in the business?
Oh my God. So much. It's funny. Right before this call, I was just making a spreadsheet of all the things that she already made this, but I'm adding to it. All the things that she does, and then I'm adding some more things. So she does my social media, Instagram, stories, Facebook. She does my closed transaction checklist. She does MailChimp for me, which is, it's like a, I don't know if everybody's familiar, it's like an email campaign. So she creates the content. schedules it, sends it to me for approval. She's now paying my water bills on my rental properties. She's logging expenses for rental properties. She's going to start to coordinate HVAC, so heating and air conditioning, filter replacements every couple months. There's so much.
So basically, she's really almost everywhere. Then almost everywhere in the business as of the moment.
Yeah, it started out with a couple things, and it's since grown. She's great thing about her is she loves learning. She gets excited when I show her how to do something new.
There we go. Someone who loves growth. Someone who really loves growth right there. Now, the way you talk about your cyberbagger, it just feels like you've been working for more than a year, not just a year, is what you talked about. So I'm curious about how do you create that strong partnership with someone who's virtual? Being it is your first time to work with someone who's virtual.
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I think it's really just a like grow together kind of thing, right? Like she wants to see me succeed. I want to see her succeed. You know, I know her like on a personal level now. Like I know her, she has kids. Like I know her husband, like I'm friends on Facebook. So just, you know, knowing that we our interests align and we're working together. And, you know, I think it's easier now too with, there's a lot more things digital now than there were before since COVID. So, you know, that makes it easier too.
So how about communication though? That's one thing that we get a lot of questions about when it comes to new business owners wanting to try or partner with Cyberbacker. So how do I communicate with my Cyberbacker? How do I create that perfect communication, let's say mode of communication with my Cyberbacker? How do you do it with your Cyberbacker?
I mean, we use WhatsApp mainly, email, WhatsApp. I know when she's working. I know when she's not. If I'm confused with the time difference, I'll just shoot her an email so her phone doesn't ding. You know, it's easy. I was concerned in the beginning too, like, well, how will that work, right? But it's easy. It's just like if I have a friend who lives overseas or somewhere else, and I WhatsApp, it's the same thing, no different. Yeah,
basically the same, right? How about video calls? Just like what we're doing now. Do you do video calls with your Cyberbacker too?
Yep. Twice a week we meet, Tuesdays and Fridays in the morning. We have however long it takes, usually like 30 minutes to an hour call just to recap. We made she made a spreadsheet to keep us on track of, you know, what she's learned, you know, what we're going to implement, what we're going to work on next time. So we keep track of it that way and we meet twice a week.
There we go. So really strong communication, very important in a virtual partnership. Now, one last question while I still have you here, Noah. A year now working with your Cyberbacker, what's been the biggest impact of virtual leverage in the business?
A lot more time to focus on what I should be really focusing on, generating more business. My wife was the one who was doing our water bills for rental properties. So she said to me the other day, she's like, this is wonderful. I don't have to go on and do this. It saves me. I mean, just that one little task every month is 30 minutes. Sure. So, you know, I'm saving hours per week so I can generate more business and, you know, create new processes and, you know, just continue to grow together. So
just being able to focus on the thing that matter the most, things that matter the most to the business. I mean, now, before we go, I forgot to tell you, your Cyberbacker is going to be able to listen and watch this once we have this online. So before we go, would you want to give her a quick message on the show?
Oh, Marla, you're awesome. You know it. I tell you all the time. She does a new task. She gets it right every time. Maybe one or two things she's confused about, which I'm confused about too. So I don't do a good job of teaching it. But I mean, she's helped me tremendously. And I'm already looking forward to getting another Cyberbacker and then having her be kind of like the lead Cyberbacker and have her grow too. So she's helped me in so much. So appreciate it.
Now, we are very, very excited to seeing the continued success of this partnership. And of course, Noah, thank you very much for being on the show today. I had fun talking to you.
You got it. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to our daily dose of Cyber CEO. Stay tuned to know more about how Cyberbacker creates a difference in this digital time and age. You can visit our website www.cyberbacker.com and follow our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Spotify.